In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst. We have what really amounts to be a double feast. Those who came yesterday, we celebrated and heard of the Lord's great miracle of raising his friend Lazarus from the dead. In these last few days of our Lord's life on earth, the tempo picks up. There is an urgency in everything our Lord does. There is an urgency in his teaching of his disciples. There is an urgency in his movement throughout Galilee and Judea. Because the Lord has come to the fulfillment of the reason he came to earth. The reason he took flesh and became the God-man. Today, we remember the second part of this feast. The Lord's triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And it's very interesting where we see ourselves in this feast day. Because there's an interesting scene unfolding as the Lord enters into Jerusalem on the colt, on this foal. Wherever Christ went in his ministry, there were crowds. Many who came to receive something from him, a healing, a teaching, encouragement. But today it says the whole city came out to greet him. And they greeted him not as just a prophet or a teacher, but he was greeted as king. The cry out, Hosanna, was reserved for a king. And we have three different kinds of people in this crowd. We have the scribes and the Pharisees. They were seeing Jesus coming as a threat. A threat to the order. A threat to their power. A threat to their place in the society. You have the great throngs of people, who some of who saw a political leader, one who might free them from the Roman yoke, others who were impressed by, rightly so, his miracle of raising Lazarus from the dead. And the third group are children, babes, the Praetorian says, who greeted him most purely. Each of these groups came seeing different things, expecting different things. The scribes and Pharisees saw Jesus as a threat to their way of life. Sometimes we see Jesus as a threat to our way of life. The throng of people saw Jesus as someone who would give them something that they wanted. How often do we see Jesus as the one who's there to meet my needs, to give me what I need? And then there are the children. We often say that Christmas is for children, but this feast is for children. Because the children only saw a man on a donkey. And they knew this man on the donkey brought joy. He brought joy to them. And so they waved their palms and their branches. You know, the Lord says, unless you become as little children, you cannot enter my kingdom. How often do we come to Christ, do we come to the church, with our list of things we want. How often do we see Jesus as just the one who brings us joy, who brings us peace? And all we need from Jesus is to be in His presence. Last week, someone in confession said, "I don't ask God for anything. What can we ask for except to be in God's presence? To experience the peace, the joy of being with Him." We finished the course of the Great Fast. It's over. This weekend, Lazarus Saturday and Palm Sunday, is a feast in the midst of the fast. So you can have fish today and wine. But we're entering now into Holy Week. How many of us are going to enter this great and solemn week as children? We come to this week not looking for getting something, but just being here night after night after night, walking with Christ step by step towards His passion, towards His crucifixion, and towards His glorious resurrection for us. You know, Friday night we sing that hymn, the Thursday night. Today, He who is suspended, who suspended the waters and the heavens, is Himself suspended upon the cross. Today, during Holy Week, and the church in general, we experience Christ now. We leave the world time, which is created, and enter God's time, which is just the now. If we come this week faithfully, I promise you, you will receive much. You'll find that what you thought was the real world, the real life, going to work and raising the family and running around and doing that, all of a sudden becomes not the real life. But our real life is life with Christ. Even walking with Him, experiencing the last days of His life, His passion, His agony, His resurrection. I can't promise you much in this world, but I will promise you this. If you experience Holy Week as children, happy just to be in the Lord's presence, it will change you. It will change you. I pray it be so this week. Amen.